Hey, it's Chad here at Worldwide Sax. Got an interesting sound file for you today. A lot of people wonder which pads to select for their instrument for various reasons, and one of the key things I can tell you about pads is that our standard Pristini NS222, the tan pads, they have just a kind of a supple sound to them. You know, they're a standard pad. And a lot of people love the black kangaroo leather pads. And so one thing I have to advise people with is that the black pads actually have a firmer felt backing inside. When you play, you may not hear the sound of them functioning, but I'm sure it adds a reverberation change in sound. But I do want people to know that just the functionality of the pad choice can affect the sounds you hear. So I have two alto saxophones that were fresh off a rebuild, so you can get rid of all the metal clank noise. And I want you to hear the pads popping. So here's the first saxophone on the tan pads. This is what I would do if you didn't know what to put on your sax. I would tell you to do these ones. I don't know if you're like me and you have a little bit of saxophone ADD at times, so between gigs and between songs, I'll end up popping weird little rhythms like that. So here's the second saxophone, and this one just was rebuilt. It has the Black Sax Gourmet kangaroo leather pads. Let's hear how it sounds. I just want to let you guys know which saxophones we used here. Not that I think they make a difference. They're both Selmer Altos. The first one is a Mark VI, serial number 101,000. And the second one is a Selmer Super Action 80. It's a Series 2, so it's a modern Selmer. And they were just both freshly rebuilt, so I really like that the oils are equal. And you can just hear the good popping pads. They both play great. And, you know, I think that both pads are great for what you want to do. I think that most people who play classical should probably not have black pads. That's my opinion. Because they do have a firmer backing. They will make your saxophone a bit brighter in that. We're talking minutely sound differences. But I'm thinking of if you're going to play a quiet passage, you'll end up with noisy keywork. Not to say noisy, but your pads popping could be noisy on a quiet song. So I would go with a softer pad, like our tan ones that we do on our standard. If that makes any sense to you, I hope it helps you choose pad choices and what you want. But if you're like me, that's why I have two different tenors, so that I can choose which one is playing which gig. All right, take care.